said good, normal chatting.
The other night, 2 hours you spent talking to me about the things you found in your little donkey's shite that day. 2 hours, Porrig. I timed it.
Well, it wasn't me little donkey's shite, was it? It was me pony's shite, which shows how much you were listening.
None of it helps me, do you understand? None of it helps me.
Let's move on. You recently saw Banshees in Inisherin. What did you think about that one?
I really enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's fair. I always do this with directors' movies, but I compare them to other things. I would put it still slightly behind In Bruges.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's hard not to compare the two. It's like the same three core players.
Well, yeah. It's the same guys, also, you know, set in at least that part of the world.
Yeah.
In Bruges has the... There's still a slightly thrilling element to that one.
Yeah. There's a chase. There's a gun battle.
Yeah. There's a kind of a murder afoot, if you will, where this one was... a lot quieter and on this, you know, very, very small island off the coast of Ireland. And, you know, it's dealing with, both have complex themes, but this one definitely being consumed by the realization of your own mortality. And but the banter, it takes a lot more time in the dialogue and the discussions, and it's darker and more sad in different ways.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, they both are great movies, and I definitely found myself, especially the first act of the movie, laughing a good deal.
Oh, yeah. The first act is very chuckle-worthy. It's just, what? I just don't like you no more. Well, you liked me yesterday. You just like that. They're so good together.
10 Tarantino Thursday.
McDonough writes so well from them. And they're such great on-screen personas. I think Colin Farrell totally disappears. I mean, this character versus, you know, his character in Bruges, complete opposite people. I just loved, and it took me a while to kind of realize this, where the whole crux of the story is not about two friends just deciding to go their separate ways. It's about one man, the writer, kind of splitting up his two personalities into these two characters. And I thought that's so fascinating, where it's kind of like McDonough being like, do I want to create a legacy and write and produce and direct and blah, blah, blah? Or do I want to have fun with my friends and mm-hmm. go to the pub and drink? And like,
have good chat.
Good, normal chat. Interesting chat. And you think about it, like this guy's trying to create a legacy with this new fiddle song, and then his buddy just wants to like have a pint down at the pub and just be nice and chat. And it's just funny. It's like, in order to like, you know, be a creative and really buckle down and like put out something into the world that's meaningful, you almost have to like force yourself to not want to go out and drink with your buddies. It's you almost have to kill that part of you. And it's like, listen, I will cut my fingers off if you don't leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
It's really cool. I love how he kind of took that, like, oh man, like this, the duality of his personality and created this story out of like struggling to create things. I thought that was fascinating.
I loved the line when he's talking about Mozart.
Yeah.
Mozart wasn't nice, and look, everybody remembers his name all these years later.
Well, I've never heard of him.
So there goes that theory.
Sure, you've like, never heard of Mozart.
And then it's also, so then it's, and then he gets the, you know, his sister has to fix Colm on, you know, the
Mozart
the years and
was
stuff.
The
so
18th
like,
you aren't even
as enlightened as you think you are.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
And I think that's also interesting because there's always the, you know, the ship flows down in the hierarchy because, you know, for a while, Podrick tries to take the other kid on, Dominic, and, you know, that's even tragic because he keeps calling him the village idiot, and he's actually far more intelligent than anybody's giving him credit for.
Yeah.
He's the one that's, like, referencing things outside of Ireland.
Touché.
Yeah, touché. Or even just he's referencing poetry, and he's like, mm-hmm. it's like this kid has had a really tough upbringing with his alcoholic father with the tiny brown cock. And
who fiddles with him.
Yeah, I mean, that, like, if there was ever a part you were born to play, Hayes, it's passed out cop in chair with penis.
I I don't know, man. I think you're getting that part over me. Maybe with a slice of pizza in your hand.
All right. But yeah, it was, I mean, like, I thought that was tragic, just the way in which Dominic was perceived and, you know, how that story ends up going. But, oh, yeah, it's, like, yeah, kind of, as we get into, you know, once fingers start flying around, it gets pretty dark. And then the fucking Jenny the donkey, that was just,
yeah.
I don't know, I just lost a pet recently, so that was pretty triggering for me. I was just like, oh my God. But, like, I was at least wrapped up in the story.
Yeah, it definitely takes McDonough turn, where it's like this nice period piece, gorgeous like landscapes, you know, like that wild Atlantic Way vibes. I mean, you've been to Ireland, right?
Yeah, yeah, actually, I went last year. So I mean, I
all up and down the coast.
Yeah, when you drive around and you really take some of the scenic routes, it is beautiful. I just love some of the shots with, you know, the kind mm-hmm. of coming through the clouds, and you got the music, and it was very like heavenly. I'm definitely drawing on man versus the unknown, the spiritual unknown. So
I loved how it was like at once theatrical and cinematic, where it's like a lot of people just sitting at a table across from each other talking, but then it's also these like windswept vistas and like, you know, beautiful lighting. And I mean, God, this guy's house is like right on the coast, on this, you know, kind of fictional island, really. And then, you know, he talks about wanting to do a period piece because it ages less quickly, right? If you see something holding a cell phone in 5 years, you're like, hey, look at that out of date cell phone. Whereas, yeah, like these people the that are
complex, they're all on flip phones, like texting on blue text.
Exactly, right? So yeah, this is set during like the Irish Civil War, and you see kind of the bombs going off there. It's just like they have a passing interest in it, but they don't really care too much.
Well, yeah. And there's also a metaphor going on with that, with you mm-hmm. talking about the writer having a civil war within himself. There's a civil war within these two basically brothers that are at conflict. I mean, that's all working really well.
Totally. Yeah, no, I just the dialogue, the whole. And I love like the post office woman who's just after like, you never give me any good news.
That's
now
shit
he
news.
Gives me good news.
He's got the shit news.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that kid sucks. Of course. Like kind of
do you, yeah. Right. Do you, cause it kind of felt like this, this bucolic gorgeous, you know, island is actually kind of like a purgatory state where people are just kind of waiting to die, really. Yeah. And that's why the sister character, who's getting a lot of love for best supporting actress, Kelly Condon is her name, I think. Really nice job. I think she was great. We talked about the donkey, a lot of great animal acting here. The dogs, yeah. The donkeys, the ponies. Well, I'll show so much you were listening, because it wasn't my pony shite. It was my donkey shite, wasn't it?
So that's how much you were listening. It's like 2 hours talking about what was in his donkey. Yeah. 2 hours. God, Arc One was pretty just a line-o-rama.
It's great, man. This is in my top five. I had a great time. These are my guys, and Bruges is like one of my all-time favorite movies. I love seeing them back together, and I thought it was extremely successful. I've seen it twice now. And it was just as good each time. I really enjoyed it. I think it's going to be a strong player.
I don't know
player.
If I'll rewatch it the same way that I rewatched In Bruges.
No, I've seen In Bruges like over 10 times. It's so much funnier and just like a blast. You got this, the guy talking about the alcoves. Am I seeing that right? The alcoves? Yeah, the alcoves. No, I just, it's good to see McDonough doing what he does best, right? You know, because he dabbled with like, the three billboards over whatever, you know, seven psychopaths. He's trying to tell these Irish stories in America where he lives now. And I love seeing him getting back to his roots. And I thought it was great. And Colin Farrell deserves everything he gets. I think it's going to come down to him versus Brendan Fraser for The Whale. I haven't seen The Whale, just based on speculation. Totally. Yeah, I think heat check on all the race.
I wouldn't be surprised if they go with Farrell just simply because, and I know we'll be talking about this a lot more at length when the noms come out, but you've got the Dark Knight, or not the Dark Knight, you've got the Batman performance, and sometimes they reward the year, or sometimes it's that career move. So, you know, it really feels like that kind of McConaughey, like everyone started to realize like, oh shit, McConaughey actually fucking rocks.
Totally.
And Ironically, both of them, your True Detective boys. Different seasons, different
impacts. The less we talk about Colin Farrell's season, the better. But no, you're totally right. Like, I mean, think about this character, Podrick, and then the Penguin all in the same year. And yeah, it's like, you know, McConaughey, you know, basically Oscar worthy performance in a TV show, winning for obviously solid work in the film, which I'm blanking on the name right now, but,
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah. Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah. So I think you're right there. And then, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that race turns up. I'll definitely be pulling for my guy, but we'll see how it turns out. Let's cut it there as a part one. We'll talk Tar and maybe a few other films in a part two segment. Maybe give us our, if you want to do this, like a top five movies of the year so far. Although you haven't seen very many, but
No, shut up. All right, everybody. Well, we got to let Hayes get back to the vineyard, but thank you guys for listening to part one here. Tune back in for more of these prestige dramas that we are all probably streaming.
Some good chat. Good normal chat.
So don't forget to wash your hands. Stay safe.
We'll see you down the road.
Bye. Feel like I'm gonna puke, 'cause my taxes are due. Do my best, we'll begin with a one or a two.